Shalom, today's daf yomi is Erevin daf Tzadi Zayin, Erevin 77. So our Gemara has been discussing the idea that you're allowed to take into your, you're allowed to move and carry into the different rishus tefillin on Shabbos if they are old tefillin, but not they are chadashos. What are yeshanos and what are chadashos? So says our Gemara, Avod Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak says, Elohein Yeshanos, these are what's considered tefillin that are old, that you're allowed to bring them into the domain on Shabbos. Kol Sheyesh Ben Ritzuos, anything that has straps that are umekusha ros, that the straps have their knots on them. And so therefore they have the knots, like we're going to see, that are the Dalet and the Yud, and those are the knots that are appropriate to have on the tefillin. And what are the tefillin that are chadashos that you're not allowed to bring them in on Shabbos? Anything that has Yesh Ben Ritzuos for Mekusharos, that they have the straps, but they're not tied. And since they don't have the knots on the tefillin, we're going to see that the reason why you can't bring in the new tefillin is not because that there's a concern that they're an amulet, but rather because you're not allowed to tie them, you're not allowed to make the knot on Shabbos, because the knot of the tefillin is going to be a permanent knot that's not made to be untied. And so that's something that's called a kesher shalkayama, a knot that lasts, and there's a prohibition from the Torah to make it. And if you're going to leave the tefillin without knotting the ritzuos, without knotting the straps, that will be considered like a burden, and you're going to be liable for bringing it in. And because that can't be considered what's called derech malbush, way of wearing something, that even during the week a person doesn't wear tefillin that are not tied. And Rabbi Meir allow you to bring in the tefillin even though they are not, there's no knot on them. It's because he's in the position that you're allowed to tie, like we're about to see with the kesher she'enu shel kayamo. You're allowed to leave them loose and you don't have to tie them. So the Gemara says, but why? Well, the Gemara asks the question, why, if you can't bring them into on Shabbos when they're not tied? Why don't you just make like a simple bow on the tefillin instead, in the place where you're supposed to make the knot? Don't make the permanent knot, even though a kesher shel kayam is going to be prohibited on Shabbos because of the prohibition, one of the 39 melachos of tying, of kosher, as we learned in Shabbos daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph 73a, making a bow is not considered to be such a permanent knot, and you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So why, ask the Marashi, why don't you just make the bow on these knots? So Amar Rav Chisda Zosu Meres. So this teaches us from this position, we learn from here that Aniva Psula B'Tfilin, that making this bow is not sufficient for tefillin. A bow is disqualified for the tefillin, and so therefore it's not going to be considered like a knot. And therefore, even if you make this Aniva, this bow on the tefillin, or this tie on the tefillin, it will be prohibited to wear them and to bring them in on Shabbos. So Abaye says, no, you can't prove from here that this simple knot, the simple tie or simple bow is going to be what disqualifies the tefillin, because Rabbi Yehuda says, L'taimei de Amar Aniva Kshira Mal Yasi. Maybe the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to bring tefillin that are not tied is because he's of the position, the Amar, where he's of the position that making a simple tie is considered a Kshira Mal Yasi. He is considered a good knot, and so therefore you're going to be liable for it, for the prohibition of making a knot. So the Gemara says, well, we see from, Gemara challenges, we see from Abaye that Taima, that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to make a knot on the straps of the tefillin and bring them in on Shabbos is because it's an aniva, is a kshir mal yasahi, is because making this knot, the simple tie, is going to be considered like a kesher shel kayama, like a permanent knot, and therefore it's going to be prohibited on Shabbos. Halav hachi, but if you wouldn't make this, if it wouldn't be the case that this aniva was a kesher shel kayama, then anavuhu, then you would be able to make this knot on Shabbos, and you'll be able to on the tefillin, and you'll fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. But why? How is that the case? Va'amar Rav Rei deRav Shmuel Bar Shila Mishmei deRav kesher shel tefillin halacha Moshe miSinai. We have a teaching, a fundamental principle, that making the knot of the tefillin is considered a law from Moses of Sinai, meaning the form of these of the letters that you make, the form of the knot that you make on the tefillin is a law for Moshe Mi-Sinai. And what is it? The dalet that you have to make a knot, one knot has to look like a dalet. The dalet is made with the straps of the tefillin on the head, one facing north and one facing the east, like a dalet. That's what Rashi says. And in addition to that, we have a small strap that is attached to the tefillin of the head that's bent over, and that it looks like a yud. And this is this also Rashi says Ritzuah Tana Zuk Min Yud Kavua B'Tefillin Shayad. So Rashi says this is on the tefillin of the hand, and so so there's different Rashi's, one Rashi here and one Rashi elsewhere in Shas where he says it's on the, it's also a yud on the tefillin shel Rosh. But so those are two different approaches in Rashi, which we would have to dovetail. But an aside from these two letters, we also do on the bias of the tefillin of the Rosh, we make something that looks like the letter Shin. And we do this by putting on the outside part of the bias of the tefillin shel Rosh, and we engrave a Shin there, and that's how we get the three letters of the Shin, Dalet, and Yod, which spell the name of God. And this is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. And Va'amar Rav Nachman V'noyeh, and the beauty of these letters, the recognition of these letters, needs to be levar, needs to be facing the outside, which is why the tefillin on the head, it looks like it's a four-prong Shin. It's the only one, because we need it to be jutting out. We need the three legs of the Shin to be jutting out. And so therefore, how can Abaye say that you would just do make a regular knot of the tefillin when it needs to be in this specific way to look like Shin Dal Yud? So no, so that's what the Gemara answers. No, you tie it to look like our knots, like they need to look. And that's what he would be talking about, and that's the answer of the Gemara. See, from here, the knots have to spell out the Shin, the Dalet, and the Yud.